A teenager eating in his car in a McDonald's parking lot was shot by a rookie police officer just over a week ago. That teen is on life support and authorities are investigating the shooting. Texas Public Radio's Marianne Navarro has more on the incident in San Antonio.
Officer James Brennan had been with the San Antonio Police Department for just 7 months when he was dispatched to the McDonald's for an unrelated disturbance call the night of October 2nd. On body camera footage released by the police department, he's heard identifying a car in the parking lot as a vehicle that fled from him the night before. The video shows Brennan as he approaches the car and suddenly opens the driver's side door. 17-year-old Eric Cantu is seen sitting inside. He orders Cantu to get out.
Get out of the car.
Seconds later, Brennan is heard firing several shots at the car as it backs up, and then more shots as it moves through the parking lot. Cantu suffered multiple gunshot wounds. A female passenger, also 17, was uninjured. Cantu's lawyer, Brian Powers, said in a statement yesterday that his client is in critical condition. 3 days after the shooting, the San Antonio Police Department announced in a video statement that it had terminated Brennan. Police Chief William McManus told San Antonio News affiliate KENS 5 that Brennan's actions were not justified.
Nothing that that officer did that night were in accordance with our training or our policies.
Attempts to reach Brennan and the police union for comment were unsuccessful. Cantu was initially charged with evading detention in a vehicle and assaulting a police officer. But on Friday, Bexar County District Attorney Joe Gonzalez said at a news conference recorded by local station News 4 WOAI that his office had dropped the charges against Cantu.
In exercising my discretion, what I decided to do was to, for now, dismiss this case so that his family can be by his side.
Officials with the San Antonio Police say they support Gonzalez's decision to drop the charges. Both the police department and the Bexar County District Attorney's Civil Rights Division say they've launched investigations into the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Navarro in San Antonio.